My First Planet by Phil Whelans. Day 32, one small naughty step for man.
Right. Planet XB1174, Colony Commander Brian Palmer. Well, Acting Colony Commander.
Acting Colony Commander, yep, fine. Yep.
Second in command?
Yeah, perfect. Second in command, whatever.
No, in command now.
Good point, yeah.
Because,
Burroughs died.
Yeah. I'll start again.
Right.
Hello, Brian Palmer here. No. Hey, Brian Palmer! No.
Brian, I'm going to get tough now. We're just going into our third hour.
I hate doing these reports, Mason.
Just take a deep breath and have a run at it.
OK. Planet XB1174, Acting Colony Commander Brian Palmer. It's been an interesting... Oh, dear.
Well, what's that now?
Oh, God. Well, you know, back on Earth, we were each implanted with a microchip.
Yeah. I designed those microchips. They're completely harmless.
Well, you know...
Citation needed.
What?
Completely harmless. Yep.
Well, oh, Lord. You know, each chip has its own unique signature.
Well, of course, so we can track all the colonists.
Exactly. And I thought, you know, Lillian...
Oh.
Oh, God. I just thought it would be good to know exactly where she is, but no, if anything, it's worse. Who's getting closer? No, it was a terrible idea.
Get a grip, Brian.
Mason, let's hide. Oh, the humanity! The humanity! She's inside the room!
It's impossible, Brian, it's impossible!
Hello, Brian.
No, it's not. I left the door open.
Lillian, what a lovely surprise.
What's that noise?
What noise? Oh, this! That's just, just turn that off. Yes, you see, Mason, that's the band I was in. And if I'm honest, it did divide people.
Yeah, well, I'm no music critic, but I'd say it was cowardly music that should man up, not let itself get quite so intimidated.
I agree.
Thank you.
No, I mean, I agree you're no music critic. The small fragment I heard reminded me of Stockhausen.
Oh, thank you.
Who I hate. You wanted to see me, Brian?
Yes, I just thought we should have a chat about Project Adam.
No, I've lost interest in that.
You've lost interest in the survival of the human race.
Oh, come on, Mason, we've all had days like that.
Surely we can get two people in this colony to mate.
Yes, you're right. People like mating, from what I remember.
Now, let's not write Carol and Richard off. You know, we have forced them to live together, like pandas.
Now, that's a thought. Lillian, is there anything we can learn from the Chinese's attempts to get pandas to mate?
You mean, should we try soaking Carol's bedding in pungent urine that we extract from Richard while he's asleep?
Well, they were at college together, and that's probably happened already.
So, Lillian, what exactly do you mean when you say you've lost interest in Project Adam?
Well, if I'm supposed to just sit around kicking my heels until you let me inseminate someone by force, you can hardly blame me if I find a little hobby to occupy myself.
And have you?
Maybe.
Lillian, is that a manic gleam in your eye?
Don't be ridiculous. It's a down-to-earth, business-like gleam.
Lillian, you do know you're actually rubbing your hands together.
It's very unsettling. It's only one step away from pointing at us and drawing your finger across your throat.
Yeah, Brian, you know, stop giving her ideas. Oh, yeah, well, now she's doing it. Way to go, Brian.
Ha, yes, way to go, Brian.
Lillian, as commander of this colony...
As acting commander of this colony,
I demand you tell me what you're up to.
All right. Gather everyone in my surgery and I'll reveal to all of you just what it is I'm working on. But until then...
How does she make the door sound like that?
I sense we are all assembled. Our group energy flows through us. Together we are as one.
Sorry I'm late, everyone.
Now we are all assembled.
I'm so sorry, Lillian. I got way late. Did anyone else here know we've got a colony teacher?
Have we?
I didn't know that.
I sensed something.
Was it that we had a teacher?
No.
Well, I knew. It's obvious there'd be a teacher standing by to begin work when a child is born.
When a child is born.
So we've suddenly got a teacher. Is there anyone else? Yeah, is there a... dry cleaner somewhere, waiting to spring into action?
Well, there's 29 of us on the colony, and about a third of us don't seem to do anything. I mean, look at Richard.
Hey!
Well, I think it's great. as we speak, she's standing by with her finger paints and tadpoles and unopened Dr. Seuss's.
Ha, doctor. He wasn't a real doctor.
So, how will we explain the non-existence of any small child?
I hadn't thought of that.
The ability to sense when there are children is what makes a good teacher.
What are we going
to
do?
Well, I could prescribe Carol something to make her sick every morning and give her hemorrhoids.
You want me to fake the symptoms of pregnancy?
Well, that too, but I'd like to do it anyway.
Right, well, I can see I'm going to have a word with this teacher. Explain the situation.
Right, well, unless anyone's got any more songs or discovered there's a colony taxidermist, I'll tell you what I'm working on.
Oh, yes, sorry, Lillian. Lillian, everyone.
In the spirit of pioneering exploration that this colony is intended to embody, I've decided to find a cure for the common cold. You all know that's impressive, right?
Well, of course, Lillian, but nobody on this colony has a cold.
Well, I'll just give it to someone.
What?
It's easy enough to catch. Anyone can catch a cold. Brian, you might struggle.
What do you mean you'll give it to someone? You don't have a cold either.
That's right. Nobody's got... Oh, my God.
Ah.
What's going on, Archer?
I don't know.
Lillian, did you bring the common cold with you from Earth?
Of course. I can't find a cure for something that doesn't exist, can I? I'm not a homeopath.
Lillian, did you not think that the best way to cure a cold might be to leave it millions of miles behind us on a planet that may or may not have frazzled or exploded by now?
Where's the challenge in that?
Where's the challenge in travelling millions of miles to another planet?
Oh, you're all jealous. Anyway, the experiment's begun.
What? How?
Yes, I've released the cold virus into the colony.
What? How?
It's airborne.
What? Sorry, how?
Thank you. It's in the hand dryers.
Hand dryers?
Yes, whenever anyone uses hand dryers, they'll be exposed.
Yeah, well, not if you don't wash your hands after... Yeah, that's right, everyone will be exposed.
Well, what if you need to go a lot? Lillian, you're cynically targeting the weak. Bladdered.
Well, I think it's a terrific idea. So what if someone catches a cold? They'll be a hero. A casualty in the fight against a cruel disease that doesn't see colour, gender or sexuality. And I, for one, would be proud to volunteer and help Lillian wipe this hateful disease from the face of this planet or the inside face of this dome.
Thank you, Mason. And once the first colonist exhibits symptoms, I'll quarantine them.
Is it A?
And run a whole battery of tests on them. They won't rest until I've found a cure.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's it. We've lost Mason.
Mason, it's just a cold. Tell him, Richard. If one of us catches it, Lillian will just run some tests and a week later it'll all be over.
Just run some tests? Carol, have you forgotten what Lillian put us through when she thought you and I were going to make a baby?
Well, yes, I do remember.
All the humiliating things she made us do and wear and ingest.
Oh, don't listen to him, Mason. It wasn't that bad.
It was like she was storing medical instruments inside us instead of putting them away in a drawer.
Yeah, but, you know...
There are more photos of you taken from inside you than from outside.
All right.
There's a picture of you taken from inside me. What's that for?
But I still think Mason's overreacting. I mean, Mason, how long are you going to wear that?
What's that, Carol? Oh, don't worry about me. You know, I'm fine in here.
Mason?
No. I'll take this off when either everyone's had a cold, or no one's had a cold, or Lillian's cured the cold, or something very heavy's fallen on Lillian.
But that could take weeks.
Except
the last one.
That would happen quickly.
No, that's okay. Inside this hermetically sealed personal environment suit, as I think I'll call it, I can survive everything from a nuclear war to a sale at Topshop.
But how do you eat, Mason?
Well, I'm breathing a special mixture of nitrogen, oxygen and a kind of nourishing vapour.
But surely a meal you inhale is... Are you getting enough fibre?
Speaking of which, how do you,
Yeah, you don't want
to
know.
I mean, do you have to,
Richard, it's best we don't know. Is it a tube?
Yeah, well, that's for me to know and you to... Actually, no, it's just for me to know. And with that, I shall discreetly slip away somewhere Lillian can't find me. Last. Yeah, can't fit through the door. It's a little bit of a... Just that way. There we go.
Hello, Carol.
Oh, hello, Archer. Come in. The door's smashed open.
I sensed something different about Mason.
Yes, we picked up on that. Archer's here to help with my rice crop.
You're growing rice?
Yeah. Okay, Archer, over here's our rice bed.
Rice bed?
Yeah. Rice needs a lot of water.
Carol, I sense the water valve might be stuck on open.
Yes, me too. Can you take a look?
I will.
Yeah, I think that's too much water. Hang on, I'll get in too.
Whoa, are you growing rice in the swimming pool?
No, I'm swimming in the rice bed.
Oh, that's just typical.
But it's really not. Well, maybe in China.
No, I mean, I need this pool.
It's not a pool, it's a very large hydroponic plant bed.
In which I'm starting an aquarobics class. You knew that!
What? And no, but mainly what?
An aquarobics class.
I knew.
Archer, you didn't know.
I sensed.
You sensed that Richard was going to start an aquarobics class?
It was in his body language.
Carol, we live together. It's all I've been talking about.
You know I filter out about 100% of what you say.
Well, I'm going to look pretty unprofessional standing here in my underpants explaining to Hazelmere, Franklin and Gomez that aquarobics is cancelled because the aqua's full of rice.
Won't it be standing there in just your underpants that makes you look unprofessional?
I couldn't find my trunks.
Well, good. Because we don't have a swimming pool. This is a botany lab, Richard, not a leisure centre. Why would a botany lab even have a swimming pool? It's like a gorilla enclosure in a kebab shop. Why does everyone belittle my work?
Carol, Brian here. Oh, we've got a swimming pool.
No, we bloody haven't.
Okay, well, Carol, finish the length you're on, towel yourself down, and you and Richard come and join me in my quarters. We're going to meet the colony teacher.
What? No, I'm busy. Why do we have to meet this teacher?
Because it's your child's education that you won't be discussing.
But I can't go. It's the rice harvest. You go, Richard.
I don't want to go on my own. I hate talking to teachers.
Oh, so after a hard day at work trying to put food on the rice on the table, rice on everyone's tables, I have to go to a parent-teacher meeting, do I?
Well, you could take an interest.
You see? You're already sounding like parents. Well done. See you in a bit.
Acting Second-in-Command, Colony Commander, now in command, Brian Palmer. Journal, day 32. Well, it's 36 hours since Lillian released the cold virus into the colony, and there's a mood of paranoia. Mason's in a large cybernetic suit. I wonder how he... Some kind of tube, I expect. Anyway. Everyone's gone mad. Earlier, Donnelly heard Harris cough and tried to blast him out of the airlock. Turns out Harris had only said the word cough, and in fact he hadn't. He'd said the word coffee. In fact, he'd said, can I have a coffee, which Donnelly really should be used to, running the canteen. So it's up to me to calm things down, show some leadership. Ah, that'll be Carol and Richard. Just a sec. Come in.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, you two. Nice swim, Carol.
Brian, why are you wearing a face mask?
No, it just felt like a face mask kind of day.
Ryan.
All right.
Now, I thought we should meet with this teacher so you two can explain why there's not going to be a child for her to teach.
Oh, do we have to? Can't we just string her along?
String her along? According to Ofsted, she's one of our most highly rated teachers. She turned round the worst performing school in the country.
Oh, yeah? How?
She turned it around, literally. Apparently, the kids weren't getting enough vitamin D, so she made it south-facing. Ah, here she is.
Hello.
Ah, hello.
You can all sit down.
Now, this
My name is Laura Botting.
Botting.
Richard.
Ah, so this is Richard, and you must be Carol.
You do know you've written your name on the wall?
Carol.
Well, it's just that I think it's probably indelible.
Now, I understand that you're the Project Adam couple. You, Richard?
Yeah.
And you, Carol?
Whatever.
I beg your pardon?
Yes.
Well, first of all, well done.
Oh, cheers.
Thank you.
You're very handsome, Richard.
Ooh, well.
You're very handsome, Richard.
And, Carol, you're very pretty.
Go on.
So, who can tell me when the Project Adam baby is due? Anyone? OK, let's start you off. You add 9 months to whenever it was you first held...
Laura, the thing is...
Brian, let her do it.
Sorry, miss. Laura. Miss
Laura Potting.
Richard, how about
There isn't going to be a baby.
Shut up.
Carol just said we'd make one so she could live on another planet.
Oh, you slipped.
Well, you did.
Well, you did.
Oh, you're mature.
What, and you are Chilly Retcon?
Now, stop it, you two, or we'll have to separate you. Sorry, Laura, you should probably say that.
Thank you, Brian. That's very gallant.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Miss, Laura, Miss Laura.
Ooh.
That's an annoying sound, isn't it, Richard?
Sorry.
Well, I can't say I'm not disappointed.
Sorry.
It's not me you should be apologising to. You've let yourselves down, you've let the colony down, you've let the species down.
And you've let me down.
No, not really.
No, of course.
Now... Wouldn't it be nice for you two to assemble all the colonists? What might we call that?
An assembly?
An assembly. That's a lovely idea. And explain to everybody why you won't save their species. I'll tell you what. Why don't you and Richard write a nice apology speech right now?
Oh, what?
Why don't Brian and I leave you alone here in his quarters with some pens and paper, and I'll pop back in half an hour and see how you're getting on. Can you do that for me?
Yeah. Right.
Look, I'll even leave my bag here.
What?
Brian, do you need the loo?
No, I've been.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Right, I'm off.
But shouldn't we do this speech?
Richard, you may recall we're adults. We don't have to stay here.
You're right. What was I thinking? Let's get out of here.
Attention, everybody. This is Miss Botting, the colony teacher. Due to a nasty cold bug going round on the base, everyone is asked to remain where they are so we can stop it spreading.
What? Who put her in charge?
Yeah, right. She's not the boss of me. I'm out of here. What the...
And for your own good, we're locking you all in.
Locking us in? Well, that's not fair.
I'm sure you've all got things you can be getting on with. Brian, don't fiddle with that.
Sorry.
Well... She can lock us in, but I'm not writing anything. I'm an adult. I'm 25.
Treating us like kids. I'm 26 and a quarter. Hey, look. It's her bag. She's left it behind.
Don't put it down. We'll get into trouble.
Look what I've found.
Yes!
Mason?
Uh-oh.
Mason, I have spotted you.
Yeah, hello, Lillian.
Mason, I should have known you'd create what I'd call a personal environment suit just to get out of catching a cold. Well played.
Thank you.
How exactly do you,
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Oh, of course.
I'm doing it now.
I don't want to know.
Well, now I want you to know.
Mason, whose voice was that ordering a lockdown of the base?
Well, putting two and two together, I'd say it's that teacher Brian was talking about.
Well, she's ruining my experiment. It's like a ghost town. The canteen was deserted.
You are, wouldn't know. I'm breathing my food these days.
I mean, you know, really deserted. I could have stolen my lunch, except there wasn't any. I had to make it myself.
Oh, yeah, talking of stealing, Lillian, you didn't have to steal a... No, it doesn't matter.
What?
Well, it's just that with all the rice Carol's been growing in the swimming pool...
We've got a swimming pool.
Well, Carol says no, but yeah, we have. Anyway, I borrowed some rice and may have made a bottle of sake.
Sake?
It's an alcoholic drink made of rice.
Yeah, I know what it is, Mason. And I'm also aware there's a strict no-alcohol rule on this base.
Yeah, I know. I was just, you know, idly tinkering. I was sort of aiming for risotto, but somehow I... made a bottle of sake.
Instead of a bottle of risotto.
Exactly, yeah. Now it's, well, it's vanished.
Ah, meaning somebody knows you made it. You could be in trouble, Mason.
Yeah, except whoever's got it is A, in possession of illegal alcohol, and B, which they stole. So I doubt we'll be hearing from them.
What do you mean we've drunk the whole bottle?
Well, we had to. We need the bottle to play Spin the Bottle.
Oh, that didn't stop us at college. Do you remember? We could play Spin the Bottle with a wine box.
Well, then we didn't call it Spin the Bottle. We called it Rotate the Wine Box. Do you remember? And eventually we called it, a wine box.
Well, that showed old Miss Botting. We can turn her in for possessing booze. Plus... We possess her booze.
Though, of course, we shall deny it. It's win. Win-win.
Those Japanese can really hold their drink. I've only had a couple of pints of this and you... You'd better drive.
We should spend the night. Is it night?
It is night.
Thought so. God damn this bra.
Hello, Mason.
That's
odd. I didn't set up a proximity alert for you.
No. That sound was just me backing up. I've got the blooming thing stuck in reverse.
I find making a list of all the probable causes and eliminating them one by one helps.
Brian, when did you suddenly get a practical approach to problem solving?
Well, I've always had one.
No, you haven't. You're the man who almost evacuated the base when the kettle stopped working. You wouldn't happen to have been spending time with a teacher.
How can you infer that? You've no empirical evidence.
Yeah, I don't get it. You suddenly seem all, you know, learned.
Learned?
Yeah, look at you. You're all learned.
Don't know what you mean.
Yes, you do.
No.
Où est Madame Giron?
Elle est dans la cuisine.
Avec?
Avec Claude.
Avec Claude, son petit chien. I knew it.
All right, I admit it. She's an inspiration. She believes in me. She makes me feel I can really be someone.
Brian, you're commander of a space colony. Anyway, if she's made you into the you that you can be, why are you wandering around in a corridor?
She made me hall monitor.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Mason.
Hello, Archer.
Brian, as an empath, I sense a mood of
love?
Paranoia.
Oh. Well, I suppose they're quite close.
I mean paranoia in the colony.
Archer, as not an empath, I sense that mood.
Well, that's how strong the mood is.
Archer, as hall monitor, I demand you tell me what you're doing out and about during lockdown.
Brian, you're colony commander.
Then as colony commander, I order you tell me, as hall monitor, what you're doing out and about during lockdown.
Well, I heard strange, unearthly sounds coming from your quarters.
Oh, yes. Well, that's just Carol and Richard. Miss Botting made them stay behind and write an apology speech.
Well, I sensed something in their manner and the way they were dressed.
The way they were dressed?
No trousers.
Right. Yeah, that's a bold look for speech writing.
And what about their manner?
Drunk.
Something's terribly wrong.
This is Dr. Linnean Poynter. Anyone with symptoms of a cold, give yourself up. Your nose can run, but it can't hide. That was humour. In addition, the punishment for harbouring someone with a cold will be severe. You will catch a cold. On a separate, unrelated matter, would Miss Laura Botting please come to my laboratory? That is all.
Brian, Lillian is fuming about this lockdown. I don't know what she's got planned for your teacher friend, but it's not going to be 100 lines.
You're right, Mason. Come on, Archer. There's not a moment to
spare.
Lose.
I can only go in reverse. I'll have to take the long way around. I'll see you there in, 20 minutes.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Miss. Do come in. I've been expecting you.
And are you?
What?
My name is Laura Botting.
Botting? You do know you've written your name on the wall?
Yes.
I see. Well, my name is Dr. Lillian Poynter. F-R-C-P-S.
You do know you've written your name on my glasses?
Yes. Can you still see me?
Not very well.
Good. Now, listen to me. I demand you cancel this lockdown. Allow me to do my job as a doctor and make somebody ill.
Oh, that. It's cancelled already.
What?
With any luck, Project Adam is now back on track, and I'll be able to do my job.
Back on track?
Oh, come now, Lillian. A man, a woman, enforced intimacy, a deceptively strong rice-based Japanese beverage. You do the maths.
I'm trying to do the maths. I can't do the maths.
Oh, I locked Carol and Richard in a room with some booze.
That's what the lockdown was for. You used my cold as a pretense to get them together. You stole Mason... Oh, sorry. There's too many in-breaths. You stole Mason Saki.
Oh, that's an ugly word, Lillian.
Well, it's just his name. Sorry, I see. I think I may have underestimated you, Miss Botting. We clearly have the same interests.
I sense they're in here.
Well done, Archer.
Thank you very much.
Whatever you're going to do, Lillian, please do a less extreme version.
Oh, no need to worry, Brian. Everything's fine, isn't it, Lillian?
Yes, I suppose it is.
We've reached a rapprochement.
Rapprochement?
Rapprochement. Very good. I was just explaining to Lillian that thanks to you and me, Brian, Project Adam is back on track.
Is it? How? Oh. Oh. You mean you and me? Oh, Mum. Miss. Laura. We're the new...
What have I missed?
Ah, so you're Mason. Did you make that machine yourself?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, and didn't take me very long either.
Excellent. A plus.
A plus? Wow, thanks. I mean, do these grades count towards anything? Wait a minute, this is all very convivial. Lillian, why aren't you brandishing a syringe and demanding someone be relieved of their duties?
Oh, Lillian's a pussycat when you get past all the bluster, aren't you, Lillian?
A pussycat?
After all, Project Adam's back on track. Gold star for me.
Bluster?
And everyone knows you can't cure the common cold. Better scientists than Lillian have tried.
Ooh, no.
So you see, there's nothing for Lillian to go around all red in the face and waving her little fists about, is there, Lillian?
Waving my fists?
I'm sensing rapprochement.
I'm sensing fists.
Good. So, that's that, Lillian. Brian, would you like to come with me to the staff room and practice our conjugations in French?
Oui, madame.
Mademoiselle. Well, goodbye to you, Lillian. I do hope you...
What was that?
Adieu. Adieu. We'll bid you all adieu.
That was a sneeze.
Have at you. Have at you, she said. We've been studying Shakespeare.
That's a nasty cold, Miss Botting. We'd better take a look at you.
Laura, run!
Yeah, I'll hold Lillian off. Nope, I've fallen over.
What are you going to do to me?
With any luck, we're going to get rid of those sniffles. Just a little prick.
Ow!
I lied.
Take care of her, Lillian. I loved her.
Oh, trust me, Brian. She'll be fine.
I mean, that's not even the same door. How does she do that?
Oh, cheer up, Brian. At least Carol and Richard are back together.
Hello, Brian.
Carol, Richard, we hear you two are an item once more.
Good grief, no. Who said that?
Archer said he saw you.
Oh, well, we were drunk.
Yeah, drunk. Nothing sinister.
Where are your trousers?
Oh, we went swimming.
In what we now call the swimming pool.
Yeah, and then we had a jacuzzi in the centrifuge.
We're going in again. Come on, Brian, fancy a dip.
Why not? Come on, Mason.
Yeah, I'll say. Just let me get out of this suit. Oh, will you look at that?
What?
Turns out there wasn't a tube.
That was My First Planet, starring Nicholas Lyndhurst as Brian, Vicky Pepperdine as Lillian, Tom Goodman Hill as Mason, Phil Whelans as Archer, Letty Butler as Carol, and John Dorney as Richard, with special guest Kate Duchenne as Laura Botting. It was written by Phil Whelans, and the producer was David Tyler. The programme was a positive production for the BBC!